Hey there, guys. Swellogy here. It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning where I am, and honestly, I don't have insomnia. I don't know why I choose to stay up late. But you know, I feel like there's kind of an attractive quality about late nights. You know, when all you can hear are your own thoughts. I guess that could be both a good and a bad thing. When the night wears on, and whether you're alone or with someone else, it's easy. I feel like it's easier to read the subtleties in the change of atmosphere or change of mood. And I, for one, I really enjoy it. It's like that quote, right? Misery loves company. I wouldn't call it misery, but maybe replace it with the word melancholy or something. I definitely become more reflective after the sun goes down. Just start thinking about all the things that have transgressed, that have happened, not only in this year, but years past, and I think it happens especially so during this month, as this year winds down, and thinking about what's gonna happen next year. The specific topic I wanted to ramble I don't, is that counterintuitive? Are rambles supposed to have topics? Are, like, rambles supposed to just ramble? I don't know. Anyways, I guess the main thing that I kind of wanted to just share my thoughts on tonight were the idea of being lonely in a city. Because I'm doing a bit of traveling at the moment, and I have the opportunity to stay closer to a pretty big metroplex, a big city somewhere in the world. And the more I think about it, the more I see myself as more of a city girl, at least currently. You know, while I'm in my 20-somethings, that opinion might change in the future, but for now, I think I do enjoy the city for multiple reasons. I think one of them is going back to what I opened with, this idea of enjoying the late nights and enjoying the melancholy. I think there's, you know, after the sun goes down, things are supposed to chill out. Supposed to relax, but in the city I feel like there's always some air of restlessness, just like a touch, or more than a touch sometimes, of either anticipation or anxiety. And it's like the streets outside are never completely still, like the air is always vibrating, at least a little bit, ready whatever the next day is gonna bring. Or it's just, or you know, the night itself, like, it has a quality of its own, and I have to admit that I'm drawn to that. I'm drawn to it like like a mosquito is to the bug zapper. The bug zapper, I don't think I've been zapped yet. I'm not dead. I hope it's not a metaphorical death either. What was I talking about? Right, so cities and this idea of being melancholy. And, you know, on one hand, I think it's tragic that you can be surrounded by so many people on a daily basis, and yet still feel alone. I think that is an image that is brought up time and time again, and more often, especially. Why is someone? Goodbye. I don't know you. especially so since we're moving forward in this technological age and people are looking down at their phones rather than looking at each other, etc. You know the drill. But you know, I'd argue that even within this context, you know, in which on one hand we're on one hand we're falling out of touch with each other, but I feel like in this city it's easy to come out of that, you know, just as easy as it is to fall into it. It's so simple to look up from whatever you're absorbed in and see all the people around you, whether they're taking public transportation. I really like cities with public transport. That's another thing. I don't think I would enjoy cities quite as much if I needed to Uber or take a taxi or car everywhere. Looking at you, LA. I like LA. LA is a different story for a different time. But at least where I am right now, I can easily hop onto whether it be bus or subway or metro rail. It's great. And I feel like it's magical to be able to look up and kind of imagine what each person is doing, bringing their kids on and off, seeing old people, the elderly, maybe they're going to a relative's house or going to hang out with their other buddies, seeing everyone's different styles. I really enjoy that. You have the really posh people, you have those who express themselves, you know, they're very eclectic in their fashion. And then you have the kids who are coming out of school and finishing class and they're in their uniforms. So just the diversities, it really appeals to me. There are a lot of stories there that I think I can, with just a little bit of imagination, I can tap into them so easily, and that's something that I enjoy about the city. You can tune yourself out because there's too much stimulation, or you can try to learn to either filter it not filter. It's the other word. I can't speak English sometimes. Just customize it to your own tastes. We'll go with that. I lost my train of thought. Give me a second. The next thing I wanted to go into, I suppose. So we're talking about being in a city, right? And being melancholy in a city at night. The energy of the city and having so many different kinds of people all mingling in this hustle bustle of daily life. You could call it mundane, or I don't know, what's a fancy word, perfunctory. this being my channel, I like to talk about romance, so let's go a little bit into that too. With this melancholy, I think the loneliness of solitude, loneliness, being alone, it can definitely be exacerbated, but at the same time, I think it can definitely be cured. Like in the city, everything is at your fingertips. I feel like anything that you might want to try, anything that you might want to do, you can reinvent yourself. You can be whoever
whoever you want to be, because no one knows you, but at the same time, no one knows you, but you can also make yourself known, and that's kind of the optimism that I carry whenever I visit certain areas, is that in a city, there are just so many ideas, and on one hand, you can get lost in the fray, but on the other, you can put your foot down and say, hey, I want to go to a cafe this day, or I want to go to an art show another day, or I don't want to go to, like, I don't know, like, an engineering expo, or, like, they're, like, car modeling, whatever your hobby is, it's there, it's in the city, and you can, it doesn't have to be a city, it's just somewhere where, well, no, my argument is that it's a city. Okay, we're gonna stick with the city. The city. And there are usually always events happening. You know, there's so much youth and vibrance that I think you can tap into. And you should never at any moment feel like you don't belong. Because that's the whole point of a city, is that there is definitely somewhere for you. Yeah. What was I going on to? Oh, yes, romance. The romance thing. The romance thing. Oh, gosh. What do I want to say about this? There are a lot of things that I want to say, but I feel like it should kind of be distilled in some way or another. I've been listening to a song lately called Chili, also by the artist Nikki, who I covered recently. And in this whole song, she's writing about an ex-lover that she had. That, you know, what was between them has already been in the past. It's already in the past, but at the same time, she finds it difficult to enter into new relationships. And I think that's usually what happens, right? Like, that's where I am, too. And even for those listening who might have never been in a serious relationship at all before, let me tell you, like, sometimes it's easier to just keep the fantasy, because after that first time, regardless of how it goes, after the first time, it's not quite the same after that. Not saying that whatever happened before that point was a better you, but it was a different you, and it's a you that you can't go back to. It's like one of those moments in a video game where you, like, save the file, but then you like, move on to the next part, and so you can't, like, go back and get, I don't know, do all the side quests, because we're already on to part two. Like, once you go into that first relationship, whoop, like, forget about it. I speak as if I have, like, wisdom on this topic, but, you know, everyone's dumb when it comes to love. And so, going back to this song, it's called Chili, which coincides well with the season. She mentions the month December. She writes, you know, maybe I should try love again, but I don't. To hell with other halves, that's bullshit. I'm already whole, alone. Which I agree with. I think it's really important to be yourself, to be you and you. To learn to accept yourself, take yourself out on dates, you know, like, love, you don't have to love who you are, that's a pretty bold statement, but at least enjoy your own company. She goes on, you know, I'm already whole alone, but that doesn't mean that I want to be alone. Tangled bodies to reset my heart, but it just won't. And then she goes, and this is probably my favorite part, I don't know if I can sing this. But I ain't bitter, babe. I've moved on, I just hate that nothing blooms since you. I think that's how it goes. I'm like, I like this song, but I can't sing it. But I ain't bitter, babe. I've moved on. I just hate that nothing has bloomed since you. Wow, feels. It's true. I've written a couple songs of my own, and I think the lines that I wrote, I can't remember the own, my own lines, it's like, it's not that I don't remember my own song. It's not that I want us to be together. Because we've long gotten over one another. We've long gotten over one another. But from time to time I still find myself wandering, hypnotized by the sparkle of the lonely city lights. Yeah, okay, so obviously this theme of being in the city at nighttime with these lights twinkling, it's kind of been a thing of mine. What did my old poetry professor say? It's an obsession. You know, things, themes that you come back to, that you want to write about, that you end up just easily tying in as metaphors to what you experience in your daily life. He said, those are called obsessions, and this is definitely an obsession of mine. The night, the city night, and the lights, and reminiscing, because that's what it does. I think it's the spell of the city at night. It makes you reminisce, it makes you kind of nostalgic, and that's what makes it so easy to go into a bar, have a few drinks, and then, like, maybe hypothetically go home with someone. It sounds nice to me. I don't think it, I don't have it in me to try it. Maybe one day. That's also another story for another time. My reluctance when it comes to entering in casual affairs. That's another story. Or we're going back to the city thing. It's definitely a thing. We're gonna go back to the idea of feeling like a changed person after that first time. I often think about it. Actually, you know what? That's a lie. I don't think about it. Because what I did, and what I still do, but I'm trying to become more cognizant of my shortcomings, is that I tend to bury things. I bury things really deep. And then I just feel like I'm competent and I can keep burying things until one day everything just explodes out like a volcano. Like a pimple that just needs to be popped. And everything comes out and it's really gross. And I hate myself for a short amount of time before I realize that this is actually like, it's actually a cathartic experience. Not, I'm saying that as if I promote burying feelings. No, that's bad. But what I mean is, it's good to feel. It feels good to feel, and I have been doing that I've been doing that during these nights when the city lights are twinkling, and it gets bad, especially when my romantics will know what I'm talking about. Like, after it's rained and the asphalt is kind of watercolor painting and all of the green, red street lights kind of reflect off of it as if it were, you know, like, blah. Like, and it's almost as if the whole city is crying. But not, like, bawling, you know? It's just, it gets a little sentimental and it sheds a couple tears, so you just feel like you have to do it with the city. This really has turned into a ramble. I hope my sentences have been coherent.
I still haven't come to a... I haven't made a point about the relationship thing. Essentially, love is hard. And this, I guess, will tie into my upcoming ramble on Call Me By Your Name, which is going to be very long, and I'm going to read a lot of excerpts, and, well, I'm hoping for it to be under 30 minutes, because I don't just want to read the whole book, which is entirely possible if you gave me the opportunity. Just the idea of loving and losing. I do endorse it. I think it's important. But I think it's more important that we wait for the right person. And not just throw ourselves into it thinking that it's gonna be life-changing after we come out of it. Because that was... That's the thing that I want... That's the point that I want to make. Is that... you will come out a changed person, but you will still be the same person. And I wish people had told me... I wish someone had told me that. I wish that they would have told me that I would still be the same person. Some of the ways that I would feel things would be different, but by and large, I would still be the same person. In some ways, it would almost feel underwhelming. it feels underwhelming. I don't know. If you guys have experienced love and like shit like that, like comment underneath, and I don't know if you empathize or not, but it was almost like... It never happened. Like, the entire chapter. I could have just skipped over. And I wonder if I could have taken different paths and met different people and still come back and arrived at the same point, and if I could have still seen myself as the same person. It's weird. I'm doing a bad job of articulating myself, also because it's getting late at night, so I think I'm just going to stop it here, and we're going to continue another day. So, that was me. This was Swell Rambling. Late Night Rambles. Thanks for listening.